Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head-to-head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Miss Information, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Thank you, Linda. Our two teams today are Kyle National School and Park National School. And on the Kyle team, we have Conor O'Callaghan, Kira Scully, Sarah O'Rourke and Cian O'Connell. And on the Park team, we have Laura Jane Una Morrison, Ben Courtney, Mike Murphy and Nuala Curran. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the General Knowledge Round.
Our first round is the General Knowledge Round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round, and over to you, Kyle National School, and we'll start with you, Connor. What kind of tree does an acorn come from?
A pine tree?
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. The correct answer is an oak tree. Over to you, Kira. What covers most of the planet Earth? Land or sea?
May I confer?
You can.
Sea.
That is correct. 1 point. Now to you, Sarka. Who was the first person on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Cian. What year did Christopher Columbus discover America? 1492 or 1493?
1492.
Correct. 2 points. So well done. At the end of that round, you have scored 5 points. And we go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Laura Jane. What sport is Roy Keane famous for?
Soccer.
Correct. 2 points. Ben. What is the name of Mario's brother in Super Mario Brothers?
Luigi.
Correct. 2 points. Mike, who sings the song Good For You?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Nuala. Which sport is played with a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. 8 points at the end of that round.
Time for a fun fact.
The smallest country in the world is the Vatican. It is a mere 0.44 square kilometres.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. We'll start with you, Connor. What is 4 multiplied by 11 and then minus 6? So I'll repeat that. What is 4 multiplied by 11 and then minus 6?
$38.
That is correct. 2 points. Next to you, Kira. What is 8 multiplied by 12 and then add 6? So what is 8 multiplied by 12 and then add 6?
$32.
102.
That is correct. 2 points. Now to you, Sorka. What is 65 minus 14?
51.
That is correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Keane. What is 20% of 60? So I'll repeat that. What is 20% of 60?
12.
That is correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you scored a full 8 points. And we go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Laura Jane. If you leave home at 9 p.m. for a destination that is 6 hours away, what time will you arrive?
3 o'clock.
Correct. 2 points. Ben, if there are 48 biscuits in a box and 26 are eaten, how many are left?
22.
Correct. 2 points. Mike, if a rectangle is 3 centimetres wide and the length is 6 centimetres, what is the area?
18.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Nuala, what is 133 minus 23?
110.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. 8 points at the end of that round.
So at the end of round two, Miss Information, what are the scores?
At the end of round two, Linda, the scores are Kyle are 13 and Park are 16.
Up next is the history or geography round.
It's round three, our history and geography round. Again, for this round, a correct answer is worth 2 points and a conferred answer is worth 1. And we'll start with you, Connor. In which country would you find the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Italy.
That is correct. 2 points. Over to you, Kira. In his discovery of gravity, what is said to have fallen on Isaac Newton's head?
An apple.
Correct. 2 points. Now to you, Sorka. What sank the Titanic in 1912?
Hitting an iceberg.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Keane. What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Everest.
That is correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, he scored a full 8 points. And we'll go to Park National School. And I'll start with you, Laura Jane. In which county is Blarney Castle?
Cork.
Correct. Yeah. 2 points. Ben, what is the name of the biggest park in Dublin?
Phoenix Park.
Correct. 2 points. Mike, who is the Taoiseach of Ireland?
Micheál Martin.
Correct. 2 points. And Nuala, what title was given to the rulers of ancient Egypt?
Pharaoh.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. 8 points at the end of that round.
So as we finish our history and geography round, Miss Information, what's the latest on the scores?
At the end of round three, the scores are Kyle are 21 and Park are 24. Now it's time to put your listening ears on. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
It's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of 4 songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning that there is 8 points up for grabs. So Kyle National School, here is your medley of songs.
the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much.
All the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
So Connor, we go to you. I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, please.
For the first one, we didn't know the name of the song, but we got the artist as Billie Eilish.
That is correct. The artist is Billie Eilish, and the name of the song is Your Power. So that's 1 point.
For the second song, we got Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding.
That is correct. 2 points.
For the third song, we didn't get the name, but we think it's by Justin Bieber.
That's correct. The artist is indeed Justin Bieber. The name of the song is Love Yourself. So 1 point for that.
And for the last song, we got Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
That is correct. 2 points. So well done. At the end of that round, you have scored 6 points. And Park National School, here is your medley of songs.
I'm waiting up, saving all my precious time. Losing light, I'm missing my same old us. Before we learned our truth too late. Resigned to fate, fading away. Around the truth, she'll jump from that flight and beat you that night and make it tear up the room.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me.
So I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Mike.
Okay, it is. And for number one, the song is Before You Go.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is Hold Me While You Wait. Did you get the name of the artist?
Louis Capaldi.
Correct. I'll give you 1 point for that. Next one.
Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
Correct. 2 points.
And number three, I got Nerve.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is On The Loose. Did you get the name of the artist?
Bruno Mars.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's Niall Horan. And the last one.
I got I'm Only Human.
That's correct. I'll give you that. The name of the song is Human. And the name of the artist?
Bruno Mars.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's Rag and Bone Man. So 1 point for that. So well done. At the end of that round, you get 4 points. Over to you, Miss Information, for an update on the scores.
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, Kyle are 27 and Park are 28.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round 5 and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets 2 words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. We'll start with you, Connor. Your first word is appear.
A-P-P-E-A-R.
That is correct. 1 point. Your second word is professor.
P-R-O-F-E-S-S-O-R.
Well done. That's 1 point. On to you, Kira. Your first word is stranger.
S-T-R-A-N-G-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is action.
A-C-T-I-O-N.
Correct. 1 point. Over to you, Sorka. Your first word is passenger.
P-A-S-S-E-N-G-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is empty.
E-M-P-T-Y.
Correct. 1 point. And finally to you, Keane. Your first word is wrist.
W-R-I-S-T.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is nature.
N-A-T-U-R-E.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. At the end of that round, you scored a full 8 points. Park National School, and I'll start with you, Laura Jane. Your first word is scare.
S-C-A-R-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is pound.
P-O-U-N-D.
Correct. 1 point. Ben, your first word is quite.
Q-U-I-E-T.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is slowly.
S-L-O-W-L-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Mike, your first word is remember.
R-E-M-E. B-E-R.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's R-E-M-E-M-B-E-R. Your second word is forget.
F-O-R-G-E-T.
Correct. 1 point. Nuala, your first word is newspaper.
N-E-W-S-P-A-P-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. And your second word is writing.
W-R-I-T-E-I. N-G.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's W-R-I-T-I-N-G. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. As we head into the sports round, Miss Information, what is the update on the scores?
At the end of that round, Linda, Kyle are 35 and Park are 34.
Here's another fun fact.
40 is the only number to be spelled in alphabetical order.
Up next, a sports round.
This is the final round that the students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. We'll start with you, Connor. Local men Davy Russell and Paul Townend compete in what sport?
Horse racing.
Correct. 2 points. To you, Kira. Mark Shelby and Judd Trump are world champion winners in what sport?
May I confer?
You can.
Could you say that again, please?
Mark Selby and Judd Trump are world champion winners in what sport?
Tennis.
Unfortunately, the answer is snooker. On to you, Sorka. The O'Duffy Cup is played for in what sport?
Football.
Unfortunately, it's camogie. And finally to you, Keane. Hearts and Aberdeen are football teams in what country?
May I compare?
You can.
I do not have an answer.
The correct answer is Scotland. So at the end of that round, you have scored 2 points. So I'll start with you, Laura Jane. Where do Munster Rugby play their home games?
Confer.
I'll have to push you for an answer, guys, I'm afraid.
Just Cork.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's Thomond Park. Ben, who was the captain of the Cork senior hurlers last season? Was it Pat Horrigan or Seamus Harnady?
Seamus Harnady.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is Pat Horrigan. Mike, Shane Lowry represents Ireland in what sport?
Golf.
Correct. 2 points. Anula, Anfield is the home stadium for which team?
Liverpool.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 4 points.
So much information at the end of the sports round. What are the scores?
The scores for the moment, Linda, are Kyle are 37 and Park are 38.
Now it's time for the one and only Teachers Round.
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far, and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is round 7, the teachers round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students covered. General knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points and there will be no conferring on this round. Representing Kyle National School is Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, are you ready?
Yes.
General knowledge. How many of the 7 dwarves in the Disney version of Snow White have a name that ends in Y?
6.
The correct answer is 5. Dopey, Grumpy, Sneezy, Sleepy and Happy, and Doc and Bashful are the other 2. Matt's question. What is 18 multiplied by 12?
216.
Correct. 2 points. In the legend of the Fina, what was the land of eternal youth?
Tiernan Oak.
Correct. 2 points. Music. What traditional Irish instrument does Sharon Corr of the Corrs play?
The fiddle.
Correct. 2 points. And finally, sport. Which horse is the only 3-time winner of the Grand National?
Great. Pass.
The correct answer is Red Rum. So well done. At the end of that round, you have scored 6 points. And we'll go to Park National School. And Miss O'Grady, and are you ready?
I'm ready.
First question, general knowledge. What is the smallest planet in our solar system?
I think it might be Mercury, because I don't think Pluto is a planet anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
2 points, Mercury. Maths. What is 17 multiplied by 9?
153.
Correct. 2 points. Geography. What is the capital of Finland?
I'm going to get this one right now. Helsinki.
Correct. 2 points. Music. Gary and Martin Kemp were in what band?
Right. Duran Duran.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It's Bandu Ballet.
Oh, yeah. I know. Okay. Before my time.
Spelling. Spell ingredients.
So the word is ingredients, correctly?
Yes.
So ingredients.
Correct. 2 points. And finally, sport. How many horses are on each team in a polo match? Is it 4 or 5?
think 5 might be very full, because that would be 10 horses on a field. So I'm going with... On a team, is it? So I'm going to go with 4.
Correct.
Okay.
2 points. Well done. 10 points at the end of that round.
And that completes our Brain Blaster matchup between Kyle and Park. Misinformation, what were the final scores?
The final scores, Linda, are Kyle are 43 and Park are 48.
So congratulations to Park National School and well done to our runners-up Kyle National School. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster champion.
Brainblaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.